Can I pronounce anyone here? Haribo? Jai Sachinana. By the way, someone told me if I come early, there might be someone on. Dhanavad, Rasaraj, Prabhu Ki Jayo, and your good wife, Dhanavad. I hope you're well. I still remember with such good memories the time I spent there in your beautiful home. Both of you were so kind and loving. Anyone else? Thank you, Prabhu. Jai Aglori Jasila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Ho. Namachar Shri Haridas Thakur. So, anyone else here besides Rasaraj? I can't tell. I'm not so sure. I've got Arabharana Das Krishna Kanta, but I don't know if these six others, ATM, at the moment. Okay. Jai Dhamma Pranam Bhavananda Das, Jai Ho. I'll say Jai Dhani, and I wanted to go over, there's some super, super important things that weren't covered yesterday. Actually, for us, Gaudiya Vaishnava is the most essential contribution of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Somehow I was in a cloud that yesterday. Vandeyam Shri Guru Shri Yutapara. Come on, Shri Guru Vaishnavamsa, Shri Rupam Sabrijatam, Sahagana Ravanatam, Tamtam Sajivam, Sadvaitam, Sabadutam, Prajana Saitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Padam, Sahagana Valita, Shri Vishakanditam, Sya, Omangyana Devam, Sya, Gyanandana Salakaya, Chakshu Nitam Jeva. Tasmai Sri Grahama Guruve Guru Chandraya Radhikaya Tadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Vanchakalpa Dhruvyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyeva Cham Patita Nam Pavaribhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Rupa Sri Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Das Raghunath Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasavi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Namo Mahavane Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gauta Shema Hey Krishna Kuruna Sindhu Dino Bandhu Jagatpati Gopeshi Gopika Kantara Ara Kantana Mostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Hare Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sutta Devi Panamami Hare Vipri Tatta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sutta Devi Panamami Hare Vipri Jaito Sutta Upangor Vamamanda Matirgati Matsabhasha Panambojo Shiladha Maranamono Divya Vrinda Ranyaka Papa Dhruva Madra Srimad Ratnagara Singhana Stau Shishir She rather called in the day, Opish Talibay, Savior Manus Param. She must receive a Sara Sambam, Amsivat, Tatashtikra, Karsha, Venus, and her Gopi, Gopina, Pustration. On Vendai, Philosophy, Deva, Pile, Kesa, I see. Cha Krishna Bhakti, Kadi, Sacheva Chayamonima. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Siddhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Panchatattva Kam Krishna Bhakta Rupa Surupa Kam Bhakta Avatar Bhakta Kyan Namami Bhakta Shakti Kam Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jai Ho All Glory to Some of the Devotees. So I see a list right under the Harikatha Live Sadhu Seva of about a bunch of devotees, and Vrindavan Chandra is the last one on it. Is Vrindavan Chandra here? Prabhu is here as well. Anamali I saw. I'm on it. Sachidanandan, Sachidanandan. Dasaraj, Krishna Kanta Dasi, Janaka Dasi, Bhavananda Das, and Ara Ara. All those devotees are online. Anyway, dhanyavads to all of you. All glories of some devotees. So, before starting the glorification of Namacharya Sri Haridas Thakur, Gurudev gave wonderful Hari Katha as well as others, and I have some personal appreciations of Haridas Thakur if there's remnants from them. From Chaitanya Charitamrita and Sri Chaitanya Bhagavad. So much glories. So today is Srila Haridas Thakur's disappearance day. And before I begin with Srila Haridas Thakur, yesterday, bowing to the lotus feet of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Saptanach Charya, one of the six Goswami, seven Goswami's primary contributions to the Sangha of Sri Gaudiya Vaishnavas is while he was in, some say he was in Swananda Sukada Kunja, others say that he was at Surabhi Kunja, but he was doing his bhajan and he noticed several nights. It's actually in the evening, very, very effulgent lights coming from the other side of the Jalandhi River there, in towards Mayapur. He was in Gudrun Dweep, of course. So eventually those lights continued, and he was also simultaneously pondering and concerned over where is the actual birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Prabhu, the actual birthplace over a few centuries had become obscured and lost. So Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur also, he wanted to reestablish that particular transcendental Leela Stali of Sri Chaitanya Prabhu's appearance in this world. Mother Sati and Jagannath, that's probably Jagannath, Vishwaprabhu. So he went over there, crossed the Jalandhi, went over to the Mayapur side, and he went to that area, and he searched and searched, and he found an area that he felt that this was coming from. He felt very special energy there, and he talked to the local farmers and who had communicated to him that they thought that this land wasn't any use because they were accustomed to growing crops, but their crops wouldn't grow there. The only thing that would grow there was Srimati Tulsi Devi. So this encouraged Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and he was thinking, I think this is the birthplace of Sachidananda Gaurhari. But he thought, I need some confirmation, because he looked amongst different old maps, etc., etc., which confirmed. But he brought Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj there. And at that time, I think it was over 100 years old. And he had to be carried in a basket. He was so old that even his eyelids drooped down, and he had to lift them to see. And I think his upper basket carry was named Vipin Bihari. If I made a mistake, someone can put the right name in there. But he carried Jagannath Das Babaji to that place. And when Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj entered into that particular area, the Srila Bhakti Thakur was also feeling special wounds and robs from. Then Jagannathas Balaji jumped out of his basket and began jumping in the air, and they were all astonished, saying, Haribo, Haribo, Nitai Gaur Haribo, Jai Sachinanda, Jai Sachinanda. So this, and it confirmed that this is the transcendental yoga peak, the transcendental birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Prabhu. So Gaudiya Vaishnavas, as Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is sometimes referred to, the Bhagirathi, but the Ganges down from the higher regions and penetrated and came into this world. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has brought the current of Bhaktivinoda Dara and Saraswati, Dara brought to us Sri Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, and so many as we spoke yesterday. So I felt a little incomplete because we didn't bring that up, and I know most of you are doing your own studies and also knew those things, and we've all heard of these, but it's just good for me to go over that as well. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Saptam Goswami Ki Jai. Now, Srila Bhakti, Sri Haridas Thakur, Namacharya Sri Haridas Thakur. So, Srila Gurudev Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj has given a very good and excellent dissertation when he was in Florida in 2001. And then he, on Srila Haridas Thakur's appearance day, and he gave this dissertation. So I'll read from that and make some comments. So, first of all, Srila Gurudev is so sweet. When he begins any sessions of Harikatha, he'll look over the audience of devotees nearly drinking him with their eyes and about to drink in his nectar and Harikatha words from his lotus mouth. He tells everyone, okay, now we have to leave this place. So come with me. In this particular instance, he said, come with me to Jagannath Puri. Very near we are to Sri Chaitanya Prabhu and Srila Haridas Thakur. And sometimes Gurudev would say, oh, come with me to Vrindavan, come with me to Navadvipa, etc., etc. And sometimes he would glorify Ram and say, come to me, come with me to Ayodhya. So we have to leave this place. Harikatha will transport us to this place of pastimes. Very, very essential that we hear Harikatha every day. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are more deep than an ocean and more deep understand the transcendental appearance of the Lord, his manifestations in different incarnations, then we aren't subject to the material energy and won't have to take birth continually much longer. So one day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was with Haridas Thakur, and he explained, in this world there are many uncultured and materialistic Muslims who want to control the world and make all people Muslims by the help of the sword or any way. They address those who are not Muslims as kafir, meaning against God. They tell their followers, somehow or other, by hook or crook, make them Muslims. Actually, every person of any sect and group of theology thinks that everyone else is illusion and going to hell, and they've got the right way. And they try to convert others to their ways. So I remember there was a word that was used for non-Jewish people. I was married to a Jewish by birth, very nice to know, God's sister, but her family was Jewish, and they referred to Jewish as goyims. Non-Jews were goyims. Anyway, and we used to think everyone besides devotees, especially devotees in ISKCON, we've referred to non-devotees as demons. Then Gurudev continues, they don't honor other religions. They don't chant the name Hare Krishna, Govinda, or any other name of God, and they don't believe in the form of God at all. They're like mind bodies. Mahaprabhu continued, is there any process by which they can be liberated? Haridas Thakur responded, once there was a Muslim who, while passing through the forest, felt a great urge to pass. He sat somewhere in the forest for passing. A very powerful boar saw him from a distance and ran to attack him from the backside. As boars run, one pointed with their eyes closed, so the boar ran to kill the person from the backside by tearing him to pieces with his sharp teeth. As soon as the man saw the boar was going to attack them, he called out, Haram, Haram. Haram means condemned or abominable or impure. He condemned that boar by calling out, Haram, Haram. However, hearing the man call out, Haram, Krishna, in the form of his incarnation, Lord Ram, considered, he's calling me. I must go and help him. Lord Ram came at once. He is not different from his holy name, and he gave that man liberation and attainment of Vaikuntha. This was because the man had chanted Namabhas unknowingly, O Lord Ramachandra. Haram, Ram. So that reminds me of a pastime in Narada Muni. Once he was traveling through the forest and he saw a village, and there was one village man, and his particular occupation was grinding mustard seeds, and he had a pit with mustard seeds in it, and it was a big grinding mortar attached on top of those mustard seeds, and there was an oxen who would pull this piece of wood to grind the mortar. He would take this oxen round and round and round in a circle. And Narada Muni saw this and he thought, oh, he has so much time, he's not chanting the name. I should get him to chant the holy name of the Lord. So I said, oh, my dear sir, please, I have one request. And the man was respectful to Narada Muni, who told him, while you were walking around and around in a circle with this oxen all day long, please chant the name of Ram, Ram, Ram. And the man looked at Narada Muni, although he was respectful, he said, oh, my dear sir, I'm sorry. I have no time. No time. Narada Muni said, I have to concentrate on my job. No time. So Narada Muni, he's feeling the distress and the sufferings of the conditioned souls so much. So he was lamenting, and then he thought, oh, okay, He told the man, I know you when you have time. Every day you have to go into the woods and you pass. So when you're doing that, please chant Ram Ram. And I said, oh, okay, yeah, sure. I will do it. So the time of day came, and the man had to fulfill his duty. So he was in the forest, and he was passing, saying, Ram, 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 Ram. So as we just heard here, where his name is being chanted, the Lord is present. So so also who is present in this case was Hanuman. When he heard his Lord's name being chanted, then Hanuman also came, and he was struck aghast. Oh my God! this person is passing, and he's chanting the name of my holy name of my Lord. So I must punish this person. He should not do this. And he ran at the person, and he was going to kick him in the chest. So when his powerful foot kicked the man in the chest, it simply bounced off. There was no effect, and Hanuman was astounded. Oh, my kick has sent elephants many kilometers away. It's so powerful. And why have I lost my Shakti? So then he was in Ayodhya, and he approached Lord Ram to ask, what has happened? How come I lost all my power? Well, when he approached Lord Ram was bent over a little bit, holding his chest in pain. And Hanuman said, oh, my dear Lord, you are hurt. What is wrong? And Ram said, Lord Ramachandra looked at Hanuman and said, when one is chanting my name, you have come, but I'm also there with this man who is chanting my holy name. And I wanted to protect him, so I bore your powerful kick to my chest, and it's so painful. So Hanuman was very remorseful and understood how glorious this person was. In any situation, there's no consideration. One can take the holy name of the Lord. So the holy name is very powerful. If a person does not know the glories of the holy name, and yet chants with respects, or even without respect, he will certainly achieve the fruits of chanting the holy names. Can everyone hear okay? That's strange, talking to nothing. I don't know. I'm on a different page, but it doesn't. I thought it would. Okay, there was a yes. Thank you. It didn't come. I'm on a different page, so it didn't show down. Okay, so if a person does not know the glory of the holy name, he had chance with respect, or even without respect, he will certainly achieve the fruits of chanting the holy names. He will not attain praying, but he will be liberated from this world up to that. We know Pajaneo is an example. Or he may gain much wealth. Moreover, if someone takes proper diksha and chants with honor and a sense of relationship, sambandha, to Krishna, what will become of him? If he is under the guidance of an exalted rasa tattva gya, Mahabhagavat Vaishnava, he will gradually attain shraddha, firm faith in sadhu, guru, and Krishna. Nishtha, steadiness in devotional service, ruchi, taste for service, and bhajan, and ashram, spontaneous attachment to Krishna. After that, he will become liberated and attain stages of prema, sneha, man, pranaya, rab, anurag, bhav, and mahabhava. We should try to continuously chant Krishna's name in this process, like Srila Haridas Thakur. If a person cannot do this, still he will achieve liberation. He will not die. Krishna will save him. But try to chant the name in a process. First, associate with a highly qualified Vaishnava who will give you diksha. At that time, you will receive divya gyan, transcendental knowledge. You will then become detached from worldly desires and very soon will develop a quick, thick relationship with Krishna that will manifest according to your constitutional form. You will gradually develop Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, and a Shakti. And after that, Rati. Rati is Sura Sattva, as he explained it before. This is all being explained by Srila Haridas Thakur in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Pantelila Chapter 3. Once, by the wish of Sri Krishna, Srila Haridas Thakur came to see Raghunath Das Goswami, who was at that time at the premises of his father, Govardhan. Many learned persons and Brahmanas had assembled there, and they were discussing the glories of the holy name. Some were telling that the holy name can give liberation, and others told that it can never give liberation. So the both parties were quarreling. So upon Haridas Thakur's arrival, everyone honored him as an exalted personality, and they asked him to give the conclusion. Can one achieve liberation by chanting the holy name? Yes or no? Haridas Thakur humbly replied, there's no need of the pure name for achieving liberation, for even the Abbas, semblance of the holy name, anyone can be very liberated. My finger touched something and I lost that page. Hold on a second. So, even a semblance of the holy name can award us the highest. So, there was a person present, and when Haridas Thakur spoke that, he complained to the assembly, to Haridas Thakur. He said, how can you say that that if a person chants even without any knowledge, it's just simply a reflection on they then they will achieve liberation. So he said, I think this is improper, inappropriate, and if I am right, then your nose will fall off very soon in a few days. And if you're right, then my nose will fall off. So in a few days, and people in the assembly were astonished the man was so disrespectful to Srila Haridas Thakur. And he had so much faith in Haridas Thakur and accepted whatever he said. So in a few days, the man acquired leprosy and his nose fell off. And he was given forgiveness by Srila Haridas Thakur and got received the mercy. Okay, so Haridas Thakur continued, as the sun begins to rise, even before it is visible, it dissipates the darkness of light, the darkness of night. With the first glimpse of sunlight, fear of thieves, ghosts, and demons immediately disappears. And when the sun is actually visible, everything is manifest, and everyone begins performing his religious activities and regularly. Duties. Similarly, the first hint that offenseless chanting of the Lord's holy name has awakened, it dissipates the reactions of sinful life immediately. And when one chants the holy name offenselessly, one awakens to service in ecstatic love at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Liberation is an insignificant result derived from one glimpse or a boss of the awakening of offenseless chanting of the holy name. While dying, Ajahn chanted the holy name of the Lord, intending to call his son Hari. Nevertheless, he attained the spiritual world. What to speak of those who chant the holy name with faith and reverence? So the Brahmin who heard of Haridas say and challenged him was Gopal Chakravarti. And in spite of being warned by others, not to challenge him, then he did so. And others became very angry with him. And they told him, go out of our assembly, and we have no sympathy for you. So then he was attacked by leprosy and his nose melted away. So then he prayed to Lord Chaitanya, I have done wrong, I've committed offenses to the lotus feet of a high class Vaishnava, Srila Haridas Thakur. Please excuse me. Mahaprabhu forgave this Namabrati Bhajan and instructed him to continuously chant the holy name. Then Gopal Chakravarti did so, and his leprosy soon disappeared, leaving him beautiful as before. And now he was a devotee. So this was by the mercy of Srila Haridas Thakur, very exalted devotee. If you chant the holy name, a special kind of power comes to you. What to speak? Whatever you speak will become true. Wow. Your words will bear fruit. I personally tested and examined this. Once I was chanting the name thinking, if I'm chanting this name purely, then this must be done. And at once it was done. I have examined something like this so many times. If you are chanting holy name purely, and you tell someone, you should die, then that person will die. I think, someone must chant purely would say this, but he wants to make a point here. Narada Muni cursed the sons of Navakumara and Manigriva, and once become trees, and by the power of his chanting holy name, they immediately began to turn into trees. Once Narada told someone, are dead. Come on. That person immediately became alive and began to speak. This is the power of the holy name. One time, a villager, I remember a nice story about Narmuni. One time, a villager in Ayodhya had made an offense to Lord Ramachandra and cursed that village man to the surely the next day he would kill him. And so the villager was, oh my God, Lord Ramachandra just told me he's going to kill me tomorrow. Oh, what will I do? There's no place I can hide out. And he took shelter of Narada Muni, who told him, oh, I will take you to someone who can help you. And he took him to Hanuman. And he told the man, he said, just bow down and prostrate yourself for Hanuman and hold on to his lotus feet very, very tightly and say, you won't let go, please give me your mercy. And he did so, and Hanuman said, hey, what are you doing? And he said, I won't let go until you give me your mercy. Okay, I'll give you my mercy. What do you want? And the man said, oh, please, you have granted me your mercy, and to fulfill my request, please protect me. And Hanuman said, okay, tatastu, I will always protect you. So the man said, okay, tomorrow, Hanuman inquired, why are you so worried? And he said, because tomorrow Ramachandra is vowed to kill me. But now I have your shelter. And Hanuman said, who has told you to come and approach me with this? And he said, oh, Narada. Morning, he said, oh, and I'm really very tricky. So the next day, Ramachandra was searching for that man, and he came before the man, and then Hanuman stood in front of him. Ramachandra took out his bow and was going to shoot the man dead. Hanuman stood in front of him, and he said, oh, Hanuman, move to the side. I have to kill this person. I have vowed to do so. And he said, okay, well, Hanuman said, you have to kill me first, because I vowed to protect him. And so Ramachandra's heart became altered and he put down his bow. So we know the Lord, for the sake of Bhaktivatsala, for the sake of his affection to his devotees, will break his vow, like in the case of Mahabharata war. Krishna vowed he wouldn't take part in the war of Kurukshetra. So
But when it came time that Bhishma wanted to kill Arjuna, then Krishna personally got down off the chariot and took up a wheel to kill Bhishma and break his vow. And Lord Bhishma, Bhishma was so appreciative of the Lord protecting his devotee, even at the sake of not fulfilling his vow. So yesterday when I was doing this, I could see the different comments that others have while I'm reading, but now I don't see it. Anyway, so Gude says, we can examine whether this is true or not. Chant for some years like Haridas Thakur or like any pure devotee, and you will see so much power come to you. Srila Bhaktivinoda Swami was so powerful that in a couple of years, he successfully preached everywhere. Why? He was always chanting the holy name. By the power of the holy name and his own bhakti, and Guru Nishtha, so many souls came under his shelter. And what am I doing? I'm only chanting, and I'm also successful by the power of holy name. So don't disbelieve in the holy name. You can very easily receive anything by the name. Money, liberation, all those things will be secondary. Haridas Thakur is an example of this. He never wished ill to the person who challenged him, but that person was attacked by leprosy, by the power of Srinam. So in the previous day, Gurudev had talked about Haridas Thakur and about the prostitute who was induced by the king or zamindar to seduce Haridas Thakur and thus defame him because he was envious of Haridas Thakur's prominence. And by that association with Haridas Thakur for 3 days, she actually became purified by Haridas Thakur and became a very high class devotee. And one time even Mayadevi herself came to Haridas Thakur on a full moon night. He was staying in a solitary place on the side of the Ganga where she went to him and prayed. I see that you are the most beautiful man in the entire world. And you can see I am also beautiful. Just look at me. Haridas Thakur was absorbed in chanting Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. She spent the entire night with him, speaking so many words and so many different postures to attract him. In fact, she came there 3 nights in a row, but each night Haridas Thakur told her, please wait, I made a chant, about to chant 300,000 names a day. Does anyone know how many rounds that is? Anyway, it's 192 rounds thing. So she was purified by that association of Srila Haridas Thakur, and he initiated her into Krishna Nam. Although both Ramachandra and Krishna are the same by Tattva, there's a speciality in Ram. What speciality? First, those who take shelter of Ram cannot achieve the mission of Sita. And second, Ram sometimes gives up Sita for no reason. But in the words of a very bogus washerman, Ram gave up Sita for his entire life. She had no fault. But Ram believed in the words of the washerman and wanted to protect the villagers from their mentality. So then he glorifies how Sita and followed and left Rome, and a very hard struck lamentation of all Ayodhya. Krishna, on the other hand, even with the hunchback prostrate, Kuvya came to him and said, "Oh, I've taken your shelter, please accept me," and he will accept him. So Ram cannot do this. Can he marry with anyone except Sita? No, he can also reject Sita. In fact, in the end, he also left his brother Lakshman forever. These scenes are full of extreme sorrow. In ecstatic love and separation of Krishna, glorifying him indirectly in a form of man, Srimati Radhika uttered these words. Like a hunter, he cruelly shot the king of the monkeys with arrows. Because he was conquered by a woman, he disfigured another woman who came to him with lusty desires. That's Surpanika. And a year after consuming the gifts of Bali Maharaj, he bound him with ropes as if he were a crow. So let's give up all friendship with this dark complexion boy, even if we can't give up talking about him. The gopis told Uddhava, "Go and tell Krishna. We have nothing more to do with him. We don't want to have any further relation with him. If he can give us up, we can also give him up. But what can we do? Our hearts can never give him up. This is the problem. How cruel he is. All black people are cruel. Not only this fellow, all black persons are cruel." So then Buddha says some more Ram Lila, etc. And Mamana Dev Kata. So while he was staying with the Dvaita Acharya in Santapur, Dvaita Acharya insisted on honoring him. All the Dvaita Acharya's relatives were assembled in his home among the many Brahmins, as it was the day of their forefathers' Shraddha ceremony. During the ceremony, the plate of prasadam offered the forefathers is and offered to the best of the Brahmins in the assembly. Instead of offering the first plate into any other Brahmana present, the Dvaita Acharya offered it to Haridas Thakur, considering him greater than any of the Brahmanas present. Haridas Thakur began to weep, saying, I am not qualified, I am a Muslim. But what did Dvaita Acharya reply? If I give you this offering, this will be the best thing in the universe. All of my forefathers will be liberated if you take this. Seeing this, so all the Brahmins present became angry at Dvaita Acharya. So this means that they're just caste Brahmins in name only. By bringing a Muslim in here, you have contaminated this place and insulted us. We will not eat here. We don't like your behavior. Your actions are opposed to the principles of caste consideration. And taking the water pots, they stood up to leave. Dvaita Acharya replied, "I don't care if you go. You can go. Oh, I only want bhakti. You are foolish persons." Soon afterward, those Brahmins returned and fell flat at the lotus feet of Srila Haridas Thakur and also to the Dvaita Acharya. Srila Haridas Thakur was surely out of caste as they challenged in the sense that he is superior to Paramahansa. He is a combination of Prahlad and Lord Brahma. So we should try to follow Haridas Thakur, always chanting the holy name and being Trinada Bhisi, Chinnakura. So, also we know that the Muslim king is very envious of Haridas Thakur's exalted prominence in society, especially that he was born an associate of Muslims. So, he wanted to thank Haridas Thakur and get him to stop this. So he brought them before the court, and the counselor and the king approached Haridas Thakur and they said so many different criticisms. He was born in, he's very fortunate to be born as a Muslim, but why is he taken to this Hindu Dharma? It's despicable. He should be punished, but if he stops chanting these Hindu gods' names, then he will be, can be saved from this punishment. But God Haridas Thakur said, if you come in with 1,000 pieces, I will never stop chanting the holy name of the Lord. You should know that the name of God is one. The name of Allah is none different from, it's also, the name Krishna is not different from the name of God that you talk of as Allah. So it's very powerful. So then they call their guards, and we know that the punishment for this was that he was beaten by canes, by these strong representatives of the king. And any one of us hit with the same type of beating with these canes would have expired after one or two marketplaces. But Haridas Thakur, in 22 marketplaces, continued chanting holy name, all the while praying for these persons who were beating him, and was simply smiling up at them and chanting holy name. And eventually they became so distraught, because we have been instructed to beat him and came severely in marketplaces till he dies, but he won't die. But Haridas Thakur, he saw that they were in anxiety. He said, why are you in anxiety? I know you're getting beaten. And they said, but we will be punished because you're not dying, and the king will surely kill us. And he said, if you would have told me that, I would have left my body a long time ago. So he went into a mystic trance and appeared to have died. So then they were very happy, and then announced to the king that now Haridas Thakur had died from their beatings. So then there was discussion what they should do with the body of Haridas Thakur. And they said, well, we shouldn't bury him like a Muslim, or you will achieve liberation. And we shouldn't have it cremated like a Hindu, then we'll just simply throw the body in the Ganga. So they threw the body of Haridas Thakur in the Ganga. It was in deep absorption. And very soon after that, his withered and torn body from so many different injuries was healed, and a youthful form came. And when the guards and soldiers saw this, they prostrated to Haridas Thakur, thinking, oh my God, this is surely a Mahapurush devotee. Please forgive us, please forgive us. And even the king came and offered his obeisances. This is so important for us to take shelter of Haridas Thakur, not only on this day, but every day, pray to him to help us in our chanting. We chant. It's more important to chant with quality than quantity, but to improve our quality is recommended by our acharyas that we have a certain number of fixed number of rounds. Originally, when Srila Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada came to the U.S., this then it was Srila Bhaktivinoda Prabhupada said, unless one chants 64 rounds one back, then one isn't even considered a human being. He's still an animal. And Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had said, well, one time that he only accepts prasad from black basis. And the person's hearing this thought, oh, they thought lack of rupees, which at that time was so much. And you know, he said, one who chants a lack of harinam, then I accept those offerings. But we know, and Srila Prabhupada, our Swami Maharaj Prabhupada, was instructing his devotees to chant these 4 rounds, and they were trying to do so, but they couldn't get anything else time, so gradually, you know, that it was lessened 15 and 32, and finally Silva said minimum 16 rounds. So my god sister, she received her beads from Srila Prabhupada and told him she followed the four regular principles and sent 16 rounds. Prabhupada said, only 16 rounds? Minimum 16 rounds. So for to increase her quantity, we prayed to Srila Haridas Thakur, and he chanted 300,000 names, 192 rounds. So the goal is 64 rounds. But even by the example of Rupa and Sanatan, we know that they chanted, sometimes they would fall unconscious after chanting Hare Krishna, and they would fall unconscious for 1 or 2 days sometimes, and not even complete a whole 16 syllables of the name. So we prayed to Maharaj Thakur and Rupa and Sanatan to help us in our chanting of Harina. Quality and quantity that will help us with our quality. I finally got, it came down with the message. Yeah, 192 rounds. You can do that. You can do the math. So, Haridas Thakur is Lord Brahman Pradhanaj. Prad was beaten and tortured by his father, but he never complained or was disturbed. And Lord Brahma has said in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, after he had stolen the calves and coward boys from Krishna and realized that he came back, that actually this coward boy was none other than his worshipable Lord, he said so many wonderful prayers. And one of those verses which Guru has said is very, very important that all the disciples should understand this verse in Bhagavatam, 10:14, chapter 14, verse 8. He said this will help one become Trinadapi Sinichina, tolerant, humble, and respecting others, and not expecting their respects. Tatenu kampam shushulik shmanobijan devatmakritam bhakam vidvabhapubhirvitam namaste. My dear Lord, one who earnestly waits for you to bestow your causeless mercy upon him, all the while during that and patiently suffering the reactions of his past misdeeds, and offering you respectful obeisances within his heart by his words and body, is surely eligible for liberation, for it will has become his rightful claim. So we know Mahaprabhu explained to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that this mukti padesa dayabhak is not ordinary mukti. This is transcendental liberation. Sudasatva visheshatma. So then Guru continues, it is only a matter of time until a person takes the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. What kind of person? That person who, in the midst of all kinds of difficulty, problems, and adverse conditions, says to himself, it is not your fault. You are not beating me. My own karma is beating me. I have done this myself. It is my fault. One who patiently tolerates and considers himself to be the cause of all of his problems, at the same time takes shelter Krishna with body, mind, and words, and heart sentiments, that person will easily come to Krishna's eternal service and be happy forever. Not that if something happens to us according to our past deeds, misdeeds, and something adverse happens to us, that we become angry at some individual. Why did you do this? Now look what you've done. You idiot. No, we understand, we tolerate and be patient for a little while, reflecting on why not a blade of grass moves without the will of the Supreme Lord, Mahatma Gandhi said. So why is this something happening to me? It's happening because there's a lesson in this. I'm being taught something from my past misdeeds, and I can tolerate it and pray to Krishna. And thus we can not, if we don't accept that humbly and blame somebody else, is why has this happened? Or why has Krishna caused this to happen? And forget that it was actually due to our own misdeeds and such in the past. I remember once I had a horrible car accident, and I was in the hospital after my coma, and I was hearing in the nearby beds other persons that were also in so much pain and difficulty because of the different things. They were screaming in pain, etc., etc. And then one lady was saying, "Oh God, why have you done this to me? I'm trying to have faith in you, and oh God, you're so cruel." And she would blame God on her situation. And I was thinking in that situation, yeah, Krishna, wait a second, how did I get here? I've broken ribs and my pelvis, and I've been in a coma and collapsed lung. Well, machine's bleeding for me. Well, Krishna, why did you let this happen? And I realized Prabhupada's words just came on me like a cloud of showering warm rain, and I felt, wow, so fortunate to be there in that situation. And Prabhupada said, quoting from Prince Acharya, he said, when Krishna likes someone, he gives them so much opulence and fame and so many things are there. But when Krishna loves someone, he gradually takes them away. And I felt, oh my God, Krishna loves me, and he's taking these things away. He almost took my life away. And I'm so fortunate with this week, you know, if somebody bumps into a, what have you done? See what you made me do. So, Gurudev continues, Mahaprabhu performed his pastime devotees like Swarup Damodara, the Lord Ramananda, Sikhiri, Madhavi Devi, Pundarik, Vidindi, Bakeshwar Pandit, Gopinath Acharya, Kashishwara, Vaidyanath Rai, Govinda, Gopal, Guru, and all Gaudiya Bhaktas like Shivananda Singh, Raghava Pandit, and Kavi Karnapur as a baby and a small boy, especially performed pastimes with Rupa, Sanatan, Raghunath, and Haridas Thakur. So, I think Gurudev, yeah, speaking in general, Srila Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj came to help you, and he preached, give up these bogus things that you were thinking can give you happiness. Such things can never give you happiness. Wealth cannot give you any happiness, and your relatives cannot give you anything. Your home is opulent with so many facilities, you can turn on a switch and your restroom will come by another switch, your kitchen room will come, and your dish will come, or your office will come. But all these facilities, they cannot help you at all. Wow. Please chant the holy name like Haridas Thakur, Tranadipi Sunichina, Tora Vivasishino, Manamanina, Kirtan Siddharthi. So we want Kirtan Siddhari, we aspire to chant the name continuously with so much faith and ruchi and attachment. Srila Bhaktivinoda Swami, and I've recently heard in the lecture, he said, don't just chant artificially without hearing the holy name of the Lord and praying in your heart to develop love for that chanting holy name, which is no different from the Lord. And also, Rupa Goswami has given, Gurudev said, this is the most important verse in Upadeshamrita. And
words of Srila Prabhupada Swami, verse number 8. Anyama Rupa Charitari Sukirtanam Smityo Kramina Manasi Smityo Kramina Manasi. Sorry, Tanama Rupa Charitari Sukirtanam Smityo Kramina Manasi. Tishtam Jatan Ravi Janam Gami Kramna et Akilam Upadeshisharam. Sorry. That once you chant the holy name of the Lord continuously, 24 hours a day, continuously, and where should one chant? Tishtambajat Nantanarangjanam, in Vrindavan. One should chant the holy name in Vrindavan. If one can't be there physically, one has to be absorbed in Vrindavan in their heart. And in Vrindavan, one has to be under the guidance. Feeling the guidance goes with ecstatic the Braj buses, especially the Braj Devis, Vana Devis, Shimachi, Lalita, the Shaka, Ramadevi, Sudevi, Champakalati, Chintrasaki, Indulaika, Tangavija, Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, Nanga Manjari, all the Manjaris, Labanga Manjari, Rasa Manjari, Guru Manjari, Guru Manjari, and then this is the essence of all instructions for that type of chanting. And so in the previous day, in the following days, I was going to start with it, but then I realized, oh, it's Sivanam Day's disappearance day and Jiva Goswami's disappearance day. So I wanted to speak on those, but I wanted to speak on Hari Nam Tadpa and also absorption. You know, this verse is Tatani Kampam Shushanik, no, excuse me. Tanama Rupa Charitari Sukirti Nam Shunjo Kramina Manasi Nanasi Naraja. So we meditate on the transcendental form. Krishna, while chanting not just the syllables, but that's very powerful also. Srila Prabhupada said, chant with love and listening to the name. But simultaneously, those names will reveal themselves. And when they're Gopgum, Leelas, and also associates. So we meditate on Krishna's name, which is no different from his form. His activity, his leelas, his qualities, and his associates, and holy dham as well, Sri Vrindavan Dham. I may be here in Vrindavan Dham, but if my thoughts are absorbed in Western countries or something, then am I really here? But if you're sitting there in San Jose or someplace in Oregon, you're sitting there in Grass Valley, and you're meditating on Krishna Dham, Vrindavan Dham, and his associates, and leave us here, then you're actually in Vrindavan. I'm not in Vrindavan, because my mind is absorbed in the thoughts of the West. So this is very powerful. And in the following days, depending on when Maharaj gets back to his schedule. So, Namacharya Sri Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Ho. So, yesterday I was told that I could speak longer if I wanted to. Because today also, I don't remember, 3 or 4 years ago, time flies, it may even be longer, but Shiksha Guru and Srila Bhakti Nikan Bharati Goswami Maharaj chose this day of the disappearance of Srila Haridas Thakur to also enter into Samadhi himself. So I wanted to give some glorification to Srila Bhakti Vigyan Bharati Goswami Maharaj. And I was talking to Bodhi yesterday, and many of us, both Srila Prabhupada and Bhaktivedanta Swami's disciples, and Srila Bhaktivedanta Nandas, so many Shankaracharya's disciples, Shri Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami, Bhakti Bhai Bapu and I see him. Shri Bhakti Raksha Shri disciples have taken shelter of Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas that are exhibiting their position as Acharya by their self-effulgence. So Shri Bhakti Vigyan Bharati Goswami was such a personality. And I felt so blessed. It's like when I met Srila Bhaktivedanta Nai Goswami, our Gurudev, I thought Srila Prabhupada was so happy and smiling so brightly and happy that I had taken shelter, and was by his encouragement, also that I was taking shelter of his near and dear Priya and Shiksha Bandhu, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan, Goswami Maharaj. So similarly, and we felt that with Srila Gaudiya Vaishnava Maharaj at that time, though I didn't take advantage of it so much. Srila Maharaj, when we read and heard his lectures coming from Navadvipa after the departure of our Gurudev, we felt so much solace in our heart of separation by those transcendental words. We're getting to these acharyas who are continually like a stream coming to and through this and continuous in our path of bhakti. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a verse that explains if one is performing sadhana bhakti but has not perfected his sadhana bhakti, and his world disappears from this world, central samadhi, then one should very quickly go and find someone in his same moods. Swajatya Snigda, the same mood with affection and the same vicharadara, the same current of bhakti as him, and he will inspire one. And when I was association with Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan, I felt so much encouragement from him to go deeper in the understanding who my Srila Prabhupada was. And the teachings that he gave me, although I'd read so many of his books, he brought out more and more deeper knowledge and modes of Srila Prabhupada to us who took his shelter. Because it's under lock and key, and pure Vaishnava has the power to give them. So when associated with Srimati began birthing us, I also felt that kernel of bhakti direct perception of some of the personality in my presence. So this is from my beloved master's book, the Srimati book. The Bhakti Vigyan has inspired of different dissertations of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada's disciples and other Gaudiya Vaishnavas on their appearance or disappearance days. It's very good to take shelter of and read. And there's one section at the back which is about his divine grace, Srila Bhakti Vigyan Bharati Goswami Maharaj. So he made his divine appearance in the world in Brihad Vajagotra, a very high Chakravarti Brahmana family. On this day of the Sayana Kadasi, in 1926, that was July 21st, in Sitaramapur, West Bengal, the disciples of Srimad Bhakti Yayavara Goswami Maharaj, who resided in the Sri Shamananda Gaudiya Math, Vandanapur, often visited his childhood home during their regular collection of alms. Like day before yesterday was Vaman Dwarasi. So on Dwarasi, many Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they go throughout the villages to collect bhiksha or collecting alms, and a group of
Vaishnavas came by here with a young boy playing on harmonium, a very sweet voice. And they're having a festival today for Srila Haridas Thakur. So, I mean, all Gurudev's devotees on Dwadasi go out to collect alms. Not so much that they need them, but because they get a chance to the householders whose houses they go to hear the holy name, to hear Hare Kata, and to contribute something towards the temple, which will help them so much in their bhakti. Encouraged by these devotees who visited his house, Srila Maharaj regularly visited the temple for darshan Shri Guru Granga and Shri Radhishyama Sundarji and heard their Hare Kata and Srimad Bhagavatam. It was there that he met his divine grace Srila Bhakti Daita Madhav Goswami Maharaj, one of the foremost disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. During one of Srila Madhav Maharaj's visits to that Gaudiya Math, after developing a close affectionate relationship with Srila Madhav Goswami, over the course of a few years, Srila Maharaj left his home in 1955 and fully surrendered to the service of Sri Hari, Guru, and Vaishnavas, and came to reside at the newly established Sri Chaitanya Math in Kolkata. That very same year, Srila Maharaj was awarded Harinam and Diksha on Sayana Kadasi and was given the name Narottam Das. During his residence at the Math, Srila Narottam Prabhu was given the opportunity to intimately serve many godbrothers of his Guru Maharaj. He tells in this book, my beloved masters, there are so many wonderful intimate stories about the characters and personality of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's prominent disciples and followers, and very, very inspiring. As a result of this service, he received their affection and profuse blessings to realize the deep truths of Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta. Sri Narottam Prabhu's unyielding dedication to the service of Sri Guru Vaishnavas and Bhagavan, Sri Madhava Maharaj awarded him entry into the renounced order of life in 1969. Gave him the name Sri Bhakti Vigyan Bharati Maharaj. Having profound confidence in Srila Maharaj's ability, Srila Madhav Goswami Maharaj entrusted him with many important tasks, such as managing the Masi Vajmandal and Navadvip Dham pilgrims, escorting pilgrims to North and South India, arranging for darshans, exhibitions at various places. They had Dharam exhibitions, and a devotee would read about those particular instructions of those different exhibitions that they had. They were very powerful, and they even had slideshows and various preaching throughout many parts of India and overseeing in the construction of many of the Gaudiya Math branches. They appointed him assistant secretary of Sri Chaitanya Gaudiya Math. I think the secretary was Sri Bhakti Vidyan Kesha Maharaj. No, I'm not sure of that. And Srila Prabhupada also gave him the title Seva Vigraha, along with a certificate that described him as Analasya, never lazy, and Sada Satarka, always alert. After the disappearance of his Amarajita Guru Maharaj from the vision of this world, including in its samadhi, Srila Bharati Maharaj entirely served in Sri Gaudiya Math as a secretary for approximately 25 years. So after Srila Prabhupada left, then we know that the Gaudiya Math faction did a different must because of the difficulties by some of the leaders, and so many prominent disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta
Şimdi bakayım bir gün tek şuna işliyorum. Bakıyor akışa işliyor, işliyorum ben işte bakayım long. Pulun puyuna işte bak bir tane tamamen için. Sonra bir de fena bir saldı long. Ama işte bak işte şu sedant imaj işte established long temples. And işte bakıyorum ki sonra imaj işte kurs. Although Gaudiya that's the Sunni as a family, he not so came to the West to establish the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Shabharti Maharaj is renounced among the Saraswat Gaudiya Vaishnava community for his contribution in the form of translating from Bengali to Hindi. Srivrindavan Das Thakur, Chaitanya Bhagavan. With the commentary of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, as well as Srila Krishnadas Gaudiya Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, with commentaries of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhaktisiddhanta. Through the example of this flawless conduct, Srila Bhakti Maharaj has taught all those who have been blessed with his association that non-sectarianism and glorifying and serving the Vaishnavas are the greatest assets for those who wish to advance in spiritual life, and that serving and glorifying the Vaishnavas is more important than serving and glorifying the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna himself. This was his speciality. It gave him so much endearment to so many devotees. Although other acharyas have stressed this, but he gave such importance to us that it touched us deeply. The prominence of Vaishnava Seva and serving the Vaishnavas are so important. And we know that if we want to please Guru, Gurudev has said, and our Acharyas have stated that their disciples are like their lotus foot dust. If we want the foot dust of Gurudev, then we serve his followers and disciples. Especially known for his encyclopedic knowledge of Gaudiya Math history and his firm faith in Vaishnava Seva. Being well respected and stalwart Vaishnavas, his instructions and guidance are sought by not ordinary practitioners of Bhakti but also senior Vaishnavas. So, out of his endless compassion, Sri Maharaj reflections also. And serve practitioners who seek his association by imprinting upon their hearts the impressions associated with a general sadhu. Shivakti Vigyan Bharati Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Ho. It doesn't mention it here, but he's given so much glorification by Shivakti Pramod Puri Goswami Maharaj as well, and a glorification of remembrance of Shivakti. He died to Maharaj as well. Although Srila Bhakti Prabhupada Puri Maharaj disappeared many years before Srila Bhakti Maharaj, they were very close. And Srila Bhakti died to Maharaj gave Srila Bhakti Goswami Maharaj the charge of, because Srila Daita Maharaj had collected with the help of Srila Bharti Maharaj, so many funds for re-establishing Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's residence where Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was born. I spoke a little bit yesterday. So Srila Bharti Maharaj was in charge of the foreman of the renovation of that property and the construction of the now Chaitanya Mahal that was there on Grand Road in Puri. Very monumentous task, and will forever be indebted to Srila Bhakti Vigyan Bharati Maharaj and Srila Bhakti Daita Maharaj for inspiring him in that. So, Srila Bhakti Vigyan Bharati Goswami Maharaj, Srila Bhava Mahamam, Srila Ki Jai Ho. So, let me go Dandavat Pranam. Seems like I spoke quickly, but it seems like there's not much time anymore. And to glorify such exalted Vaishnavas. Thank you, Manjari Devi.
So, and normally, Gangalas, yesterday, I had a visit by Shripad Bhaktivedanta Bhagavat Maharaj, and also Satchinandana Prabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. I thank them very much.
Master Raj always has such nice abbreviations. Oh, thank you.
I took it well. Another one by so quick I didn't get to see it. They don't stay there very long. I haven't learned how to use this app. Thank you all for your attention. Suchitadasi. Haribol. I hope you're all well. And I hope the Baba Mahagvandi, Yavapanandi, forest fire, which exists and is close to some of yours, it's being extinguished by the powerful Samsara Dhavanadavi Lanka, Trinaya Kali Nandanandi, by the powerful rains and the mercy of Sri Guru and Gauranga and Vaishnava. So, I don't know if Baba Maharaj is here today, or if Nityananda Prabhu is here today, Satchinandana, I can't see. I don't know yet who's on the Hari Katha, or how they if they can come. So I have that list here, I don't know if they're all here. Baba Maharaj is on this list, I don't know if that is him. Okay, all glory to Srila Haridas Thakur, Namaste. Acharya, and all glory to Sri Bhaktivedanta Bhartikasamaraj. All glory to all of our Acharyas and Sri Chaitanya Prabhu. All glory to some Vaishnava devotees, Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Yesterday I left my... I didn't stop the program because I had input some photos to share and it took a long time to download, so it was on for hours, and so when I heard, if anyone was listening, I played some other Hari Katha. Jai Satchinana Haribol Nitai Gaur Premanandi.